We have a special treat this morning. I'm talking about, listen, if it was not for this lady, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing, other than the Lord blessing us to wake up this morning. But sitting in with us for the next hour is the founder and chairwoman of Urban One, OG Boss Lady, my good friend, Miss Kathy Hughes. Hey! Miss H, what's up?
Good morning. I am so thrilled about this. How long have you and I talked about this, Ricky?
We've been talking about this forever. I just can't, Miss H, I'm so excited. I get excited every year. I just can't believe that you had Roland, and you know Roland is my arch rival and my enemy. No, let me catch y'all up. Roland and I had a roasting session one day, and we was in Fort Lauderdale, and I was trying to be nice because that's when I first started working for the company, and I was trying to be respectful. And Miss H pulled me to the side. She said, "Listen, don't take nothing from him." She said, "Get him." I said, "What you mean, get him?" She said, "Get him." She said, "I like that." So I didn't know that Miss H liked Roland. I was just trying to be nice and respectful because I didn't want to lose my job. But me and J. Anthony Brown, we turned loose on him, and that was the end of the night. So that's our little inside joke on Roland Martin, which I'm so proud to see hosting this show. Miss H, go ahead and let everybody know what's going on.
Urban One honors next Sunday, May the 16th at 9 p.m. is the biggest celebration of Black women in the history of the television industry.
Yes! I'm so excited.
I got to go back for just a minute, though, talking about that night in Florida. If you remember, I left out the room so you could get rolling good. Remember, we were on a boat, and I left out of it. I said, go get him, because Roland likes to dominate. But I have to say that Roland, working under the direction of Erica Campbell, because like I said, this show is about women.
Right.
And but we have a segment called Brothers Have Their Say. But he was absolutely positively an incredible, incredible joy to work with that day. So afterwards, I couldn't let him just get away. I said, Roland Martin, whatever person you use as an impersonator to come host this show for me, I want you to use him again, please.
Wow. Miss H, was he talking a lot of trash, Miss H?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's just his personality, and I call him the dancing bear. Okay? Because the dancing bear is up dancing with all the women vocalists to I Got My Sisters With Me.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So, Miss H... Miss H, uh-huh. We want to know, where did you get the idea for the honors for, and why is it so near and dear to your heart?
Well, it's so near and dear to my heart because I lost my mother to COVID on July the 25th. And it was early into, you know, COVID. And so basically the hospital killed her. Okay, they transitioned her because she was 96 years old and my mother had dementia. And so she was not being cooperative because she was confused. She didn't know what was going on. So within a few short days, they told me they didn't want her to suffer. And I was like, what does that mean? And I realized that that meant that they were going to put her in hospice. I cannot tell you how devastated I was. The worst part was I couldn't go in the hospital. I couldn't get to her. I couldn't help her. If God was calling her, if it was her time, I at least wanted to be there with her to give her comfort. And I couldn't because of COVID. And, you know, the special element for Urban One's honors is my mother was a very accomplished, very famous musician. Her group, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, you all should Google it. There's about almost an hour of her music. Most people have never heard of it. 18-piece all-women's orchestra.
Oh, yes.
That toured, not only the United States, but they were in Europe. They were in Germany. They were in, France. They went over by popular demand to entertain the troops. And when I was introduced to Kim Burse and I realized her talent, her ability, I decided that I wanted to do a tribute to the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and that Kim Burst was the person who could take that music and make it modern, because my mother's band was in the 1930s and 40s. And so I knew it would be difficult to hold an audience with music that sounded like the 1930s and 40s. Right. But I was getting ready to say that, Ricky, I cannot tell you who stole the show was Brett. I cannot tell you how.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yes. How touched I am. That's the first time I've ever had the opportunity to work directly with Brett. That girl's got so much talent. It is unbelievable. Yes. That's one.
She right here, Ms. H. Thank
she you, right Ms. here. Hey, Brett.
Hey. You talk about you like you a listener.
That's all right. I am a listener. I'm listening to you.
I'm at home listening or in the car. I want to thank you, Brett, because, you know, we're now, you know, editing the fine cut. You are the star of my production, and I thank you so much. I mean, just, the original rap that you wrote for Kim to include to help modernize the music was superb. The fan zone, your interviews. I mean, just.
Thank you, Miss H. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
It was so funny. I said, oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that Brett had so many responsibilities in this production. And my producer said, oh, Ms. Hughes, every time we ask who's going to do this, who's going to do that, Brett was the first name out of your mouth.
Right. Right. And Brett, you already know when she, Ms. H is an OG, when she called on you to do something. You just have to do it.
You already know. Me and Ms. H been on the phone chopping it up, honey, talking about life and the past and our families and our mothers and our grandmothers. She's awesome.
Oh yeah, and so.
Yeah, but I gotta ask you and Brett something. How come I'm the only one that ain't got a boat to take somebody out on?
Ms. H, you had a boat. Don't say, Ms. H. No, no.
Awesome.
Don't let Ms. H. You got some casinos, Ms. H. We want that.
Okay. Okay. A boat. She do got casinos.
You do the cruise.
Ms. H, hold on. Hold that thought, Ms. H. You going to stay on with us for the next hour?
I sure am.